Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Jim Brown is with me here on Lunchtime Live today because, Jim, your wife, Donna Hughes Brown, is currently being held in isolation in a US detention centre in Kentucky. You had actually just been home here in Ireland for a funeral. You were travelling around for 10 days. When you landed back at Chicago International Airport, what happened, Jim?
In Dublin, Dublin is one of six U.S. customs places in the world. And we were cleared by customs in Dublin, and then we hit in Chicago, and my wife was apprehended by a Chicago police officer in customs. And they told us that she needed to fill out some paperwork and she'd be done in 2 hours and to meet her in St. Louis.
You must have got the fright of your life, Jim, did you? When
yeah,
when officials
and they
came
told
over.
Me to fly back, but she would be back. And that never happened. She the next morning, customs said that she had been apprehended. And she was in customs. And then they told me she would only be there a couple of days. And then 5 days later, they said that they had her in ICE. They were moving her to ICE custody. And she was going to Campbell County, Kentucky, where she's at now.
Why did they tell you they were holding your wife, Donna, in custody?
Actually, she's not being held on a charge. She's being held for something that happened, a misdemeanor that happened 10 years ago that she went to court for and she paid restitution for.
And just to explain, when you talk about a misdemeanor, this related to a $25 check that she signed for.
Correct.
Back in 2015.
Correct.
It's a very minor misdemeanor.
Absolutely. And she's actually not being held with it. They're trying to try her the second time on that check because she already took care of it and went to court for it and was on probation for it and fixed it. So, yeah.
So that was done. That was sorted. There was a line drawn in the sand in relation to this $25 check from back in 2015. And when officials approached you initially at Chicago Airport, had you any idea that it might be related to that?
Well, I knew that she had some paperwork to do because that's what they, but I thought it was minor. Completely. I didn't think it was what it is today. They've made such a big deal out of this. And it gets me because jail in America, they've made such a big deal about a $25 check on a non-American citizen, but somebody can be accused of much greater crime that's an American citizen and they can be out on bond in 24 hours.
Your wife, Donna, is an Irish citizen, but she's also now, she's a legal resident of the U.S. though, isn't she? She has a green card.
Correct. She's been a legal resident here. She's been in this country since she was 11.
So it's not like she moved to the States 30 years ago as an illegal citizen and is living there illegally. She's lived her entire lifetime in the U.S. from she was 11 years of age as a green card holder.
Correct.
And when Donald Trump took over as president and when he announced his immigration plans and policies, and I know a lot of people living, Jim, in the States at the moment, and a lot of people concerned about ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, had you any idea they could come knocking on your door?
Well, that's not what he advertised for, is what people are having a hard time with. He advertised that it was going to be the criminals, and they're still doing that. If you watch your American television shows, the criminals, illegal immigrants, is who he was targeting, the gang members and people that have, you know, killed people, and that's who he was targeting, not everybody. And now I had no idea that it would ever come to arresting 58-year-old grandmothers that haven't committed crimes. And that's the thing that's very puzzling, is how in the world do we live in a world that allows that? That doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I understand getting criminals off the street, but it wouldn't matter to me, the criminals off the street, whether they're American or they're Spanish, or it doesn't matter. If they're criminals, they're criminals. That's the difference. But that's not what happened. She's innocent. She hasn't committed a crime.
Would you have supported, I'm just curious, Jim, Donald Trump's?
Do what?
Would you have supported Donald Trump's policies around this?
I would support stronger immigration policies, but I will not support this junk. This is absolutely asinine, to arrest people that are 58-year-old grandmothers. Doesn't matter the nationality, or doesn't matter any of it. If they haven't committed a crime, they don't need to be in jail.
Similar to sort of an unpaid speeding fine, isn't it? You know, when you talk about a $25 misdemeanor.
Push or running to a stop sign. I mean, that's the thing. And it's a very minor infraction that she took care of. And I would understand if there was a warrant out for her for a bed check or whatever. But there wasn't anything. She didn't.
And it's 10 years on since this incident. And as you say, since your wife, Donna, had cleared this up as well, she's now been held in isolation in a detention center in Kentucky that's operated by ICE, the U.S. government's immigration agency. Have you had a chance to see Donna, Jim, or have you talked to her since?
I've talked to her. I haven't talked to her in the last 6 days.
So you have no idea how she is?
At all. I don't know how she is because I haven't talked to her. I have no idea. But I was able to talk to her and text her up until 5-6 days ago.
I'm sure her family back in Ireland must have got a huge fright and a huge shock, Jim, when they heard this, considering that she was just returning home from a trip here.
That's all she was doing here.
Yeah.
That's all she was doing.
When you speak to Donna's legal team or the officials handling her case, do you have any idea when this will conclude, or
we have a hearing on the 17th of September next week. So that'll determine a lot next week.
Have you been given any indication as to what might happen during that hearing?
Well, it's a deportation hearing. So we have to, you know, legally, even according to the instruction of what they're following, she should not be deported for that. So, I mean, according to the instruction, but that doesn't mean that they're going by the rules. She's been in jail for 33 days without committing a crime.
Well,
so I'm not real sure. It's hard to trust a situation where that's going on.
Well, look, we'll check back in with you, Jim, closer to that date in the next 10 days or so. Look after yourself, Jim. I'm sure it's a difficult time, a very difficult time for you and the family and for Donna Hughes's family here in Ireland and in Cork and Drogheda as well. But look, thank you very much for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.